County, KZST, Santa Rosa.
I know it's late. I know you're tired. Maybe you had a long day today, and you just need to wind down to relax and put the day's stress behind you. We are here to help you do that. We're here to help you focus on the good things in life, especially the people you love.
Color of my blood, you're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I wanna touch. Never knew that it could mean so much, so much. You're the fear, I don't care, 'cause I've never been so high. Follow me through the dark, let me take you past our satellites. You can see the world you brought to life, to life. So love me like you do, la la, love me like you do. Love me like you do, la la, love me like you do. Touch me like you do, ta ta, touch me like you do. What are you waiting for? Of paradise, every inch of your skin is a holy grail I've got to find. Only you can set my heart on fire, on fire. Yeah, I'll let you set the pace, 'cause I'm not thinking straight. My head's spinning.
Hi, Sarah. What can I do for you?
First of all, I want to find a song that will go out to, his name is Sandro. I met him last year when I was in Costa Rica, and I'm from Costa Rica, and I go back each year. He was working with the Peace Corps in a small village with the same village that I was working in at the time, and we spent 2 months together, and I just totally fell in love with him. And he fell in love with me, and we just became the best friends. My grandma, last year my grandma died all of a sudden, and I had to leave the very next day, and I couldn't contact him in any way. I felt so sad. I tried to find him again, but I could never find him, so I lost all contact with him, and it's been about 9 months. And I've been just heartbroken. Well, God has opened doors for me to go back to that same village actually next week. And I have no idea if he's there or if I'm going to see him again. But I'm just thinking about him, and I'm just hoping and praying that I'll see him again.
Now, how old is this young man?
He's 28.
And did he live and work in the village? Was he a resident?
No, he lived and worked there.
So chances are good that he might still be there.
Yes, they are. And I'm agitated, like I'm scared and everything, but I just, you know, I feel like it was God opening the door. I prayed every day because, you know, he was just a wonderful person. We just became best friends. So like every single day for 9 months, I've been thinking about him, just praying for him and praying that I'd see his face again. I'm scared but excited at the same time.
All right. Well, call me when you get back. Let me know how it went. I would love to hear the rest of the story.
Okay, I will. Thanks so much for your show.
All right. God bless you, honey.
God bless you too, Delilah. Thank you. ¿Cómo fue que se olvidó?
Last night I dreamt of San Pedro. Just like
that's over now. You keep me coming.
Bigelow Tea is our Delilah Dilemma sponsor this evening. I'm sipping a fresh cup of Bigelow Tea's Constant Comment. They're decaf in the studio tonight. They have so many wonderful blends, and you can find them all when you visit BigelowTea.com. I got to visit Bigelow Tea, the actual place where they process, where they make the tea, and oh my gosh, it smelled like heaven. As winter sets in, I invite you to start your day with a wonderful cup of tea from Bigelow. I finished my day with a wonderful cup from Bigelow as well. I love that they only use the very best ingredients and have been blending tea for over 80 years. Find Bigelow Tea at your favorite store and be sure and visit BigelowTea.com to find all their wonderful teas. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from a young woman named Laura. Laura says, Delilah, I'm a 17-year-old young woman. 6 years ago, my little sister and brother went into state care, and they were adopted 4.5 years ago. I haven't seen them since except one time in a store. Neither of them even recognized me. My sister is almost 9. My brother is now 7. They mean the world to me, but their adopted parents refuse to let me have anything to do with them. If things continue like this, I won't be able to see them for 9 to 11 years. The past 6 years have been hard enough on me, but how will I get through 11 more, assuming they want to get to know me? I made them a promise that I would do everything I possibly could to be with them again. But what can I do to keep that promise? I'm in desperate need of advice. Please help me, a brokenhearted woman named Laura. Laura, I will have my words of advice for you coming up next. You're listening to Delilah.
Thanks for listening. We are KZST.
This holiday season, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is delivering on its promise to do good during their annual Season of Hope. Between Thanksgiving and Christmas, the foundation is providing mortgage-free homes to dozens of severely injured veterans. They'll do the same for first responders and Gold Star and fallen first responder families. Help and honor America's heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org.
Ready to change your phone service? You gotta check out Boost Infinite Wireless at BoostInfinite.com. That's BoostInfinite.com. You get their low-priced service and a brand new iPhone every year. And Boost Infinite's new technology gives you three networks for the price of one, so you get the best quality calls and data anywhere you are. No one else can do that except Boost. So switch today at BoostInfinite.com. That's BoostInfinite.com. See BoostInfinite.com for terms and conditions.
The venue's set. Families coming in from all over. It's her quinceañera. With all the excitement, it may be easy to overlook COVID-19. It's still a risk, and that's why it's muy importante to get this season's COVID-19 shot ahead of time. It helps protect against COVID-19, which can cause severe illness and hospitalization. So let's set the date, vaccinate, and celebrate. Learn about a vaccine option and book this season's updated COVID-19 shot today at ScheduleCOVIDVax.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
My life coach has a terrible life.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should just get fake plants.
It's Mattress Firm's once-a-year sale and clearance. Save up to 30% on select prior-year Tempur-Pedic beds and bases. Plus, get a $300 gift for pillows and more, all with free and fast delivery. Deals this big won't last long, so don't miss out. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Got a wife and kids and Baltimore Jack. I went out for a ride. Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Can't sleep? Maybe you're up tonight thinking about a big project or working the night shift. I just wanted to take this time to say, Sonoma County, thank you for listening. I'm Delilah, and this is Sonoma County's one and only KZST.
Delilah's Dilemma is one of the most heart-wrenching I think I've ever received. A 17-year-old woman whose two younger siblings were taken from their family, put in foster care, and adopted, and she has not been allowed to see them. And the adoptive mother is, in my opinion, evil. Unless, Laura, you have physically or emotionally abused your siblings and you have a court order saying that you cannot have contact with them, I cannot fathom in my wildest dreams why somebody would be so evil as to keep you out of their life. That is beyond evil, in my opinion. And I have 10 adopted children. It is vitally important for my kids to have
contact with their biological families and to know their other siblings and to have relationships with them, and to deny them that is cruel. So I don't understand how a parent could do that to children she's adopted. And I don't understand how the state could allow it, because in my state, that's not allowable, not permissible. So I don't know how that can be. All that said, Laura, right now the thing you need to do more than anything is pray. You need to sincerely pray and ask God to resolve the situation. And then you need to talk to somebody and get some legal advice, because this does not sound right to me. That just sounds so wrong on so many levels. I will be praying for you. And if you write me back, Laura, and tell me your siblings' names, I will dedicate a song to them on the air in the hopes that they will know that you are praying for them and missing them. God bless you.
I've got to take a little time. A little time to think things over. I better read between the lines. In case I need it when I'm older. Now this mountain I must climb feels like the world upon my shoulder. Through the clouds I see love. It keeps me warm.